Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. The Tennessee House and Senate have passed a controversial bill to regulate pharmacy companies. It says giant corporations like CVS aren't allowed to own pharmacy chains, while also owning insurance companies or price negotiators called PBMs. CVS has pledged to file a federal lawsuit challenging the bill. That's what happened when Arkansas passed a similar law. The courts have paused enforcement there. State lawmakers are working to bring back the federal summer feeding program. That's after more than half of Tennessee's county mayors signed a letter demanding its return. WUOT's Pierce Gentry reports a new bill has been filed in the General Assembly seeking to force the governor to accept federal dollars meant to help low-income families put food on the table during summer break.
The state legislature set aside $7 million it says Tennessee will need to manage the USDA's summer EBT program next year. Tennessee last participated in that program in 2024, but Governor Bill Lee declined the federal funds in 2025 and 2026, citing the roughly $5 million cost to the state to manage and distribute electronic bank cards.
The focus is not on our families, it's on other things that they're prioritizing.
That's Signe Anderson, Director of Nutrition Advocacy for the Tennessee Justice Center. Her team is behind a bipartisan bill that would force the governor to readopt the summer EBT program. That bill has stalled, but Anderson says having the budget for it is the next best thing, for now.
The kids that we serve are hungry this summer, and families will be struggling with food insecurity and hunger in 2028. So we would really like a more immediate and long-term solution for addressing hunger amongst our families in Tennessee.
While the General Assembly has earmarked the funds for 2027, there's no guarantee they'll be used for summer EBT. The governor and the Department of Human Services will still have to accept the federal funds. I'm Pierce Gentry, WUOT News.
Middle Tennessee's Congressman Andy Ogles is lagging behind his opponents in fundraising, but he's won elections with a small war chest before. Ogles has about $85,000 on hand. The Tennessee Lookout reports this places him in the bottom 20 Congress members running to keep their seats.
Snapchat started